It was just over 2 weeks ago that Roy Moore became the first Republican to lose a U.S. Senate seat in Alabama in 25 years. Democrat Doug Jones won that seat, vacated, of course, by Jeff Sessions when he became Attorney General. Then on Wednesday, Moore filed a lawsuit to block officials from certifying Jones's victory, citing systematic voter fraud. Well, an Alabama judge has now rejected Roy Moore's bid for that delay, and the state has certified Jones's win. I asked Pat Duggins, news director of Alabama Public Radio, is there any evidence of voter fraud in this election?
Nope. And that's coming directly from the Secretary of State, John Merrill, who is basically in charge of votes in Alabama. He says if there are any indications of any kind of voter irregularities or fraud, he'll look at them. He says that up to this point, there is no indication other than Jones won.
So Roy Moore is a candidate and a figure in Alabama with a long career and a history of misdirection. What is he saying here that points to voter fraud, or at least in his view?
He hasn't presented any actual evidence of it. He simply says that there are indications, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, he had like one of his supporters who actually used mathematics to prove that there was some kind of a major conspiracy behind the JFK assassination. And he says, well, that's just enough for me to say that there's something wrong here in Alabama. Everybody's got their pet theory as to why this is happening. You want to hear mine?
Oh, Pat, I want to hear yours most of all.
Okay. Roy Moore wants to run for governor.
Oh, and this is how he stays in the public eye. This is how he stays in the papers.
Absolutely, because if you look at what's been going on right now, number one, it's the old Trump card, if you'll pardon the expression, where he says, oh, there's voter irregularity and all this sort of stuff, and that gets his voter base all fired up, and these are the very, you know, tend to be old, tend to be evangelical Christians who tend to believe that, you know, nasty carpetbaggers like you folks out of New York are going to come down here and, you know, and change Alabama and do all this sort of stuff. There was an admission from Highway 31 that it was a major Democratic PAC. They spent millions of dollars supporting Doug Jones, and now all of a sudden that plays into that same kind of nasty old carpetbagger thing coming down to Alabama. So there are already political pundits out there that have been, you know, going on record saying what personally I've been thinking almost since the election, that if Roy Moore can't win the Senate race in Alabama, that he's going to go for the next best thing, and that's a shot for the governor.
Well, we'll see if this keeps Roy Moore in the news long enough to mount a successful campaign. But Pat, you talked about that Trump card. And I wonder about that. Look, President Trump himself, who won the election, still says that massive voter fraud cost him the popular vote, that millions of people voted illegally, and that's why he actually lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton by 2.3 million votes. How are Alabamans likely to respond to this claim from Moore, whether it's about the governor's race or not, that rampant voter fraud was the reason he wasn't successful? He seems to be normalizing a claim here that Donald Trump has worked hard to normalize as well.
Well, Trump, I mean, people will probably take up, you know, take numbers and get in line to talk about how Donald Trump's ego may be playing into that. In other words, he has to have the biggest vote count, the biggest tax cut, the biggest collection of people for his inauguration, which everybody can sit, you know, sit and look at numbers and say, I'm sorry, that really didn't happen. With Roy Moore, I still think it gets back into that xenophobia that exists in Alabama. I mean, following the Civil War, you had the Union troops coming in, basically telling Alabama what to do. Following the Civil Rights era of the 1960s, which Alabama brought on itself, you had the federal government coming in. All this. So there really is that distrust of outsiders and outside ideas. So anytime somebody like Roy Moore can say, hey, there's somebody out there coming into Alabama and doing this or that or this or that, that is going to fire up a certain political base in Alabama, mainly the evangelicals that supported Roy Moore, that will support him no matter what. And then on the other hand, you've got the Doug Jones types who are saying, look, we don't have to be on the wrong side of history. Why don't we kind of like get a little bit progressive? Maybe people won't think of us as a national punchline anymore, but you're still going to have those people out there who really think that the world is out to get them. And if Moore can keep them all fired up, if he goes for governor, and that's where it's going to get interesting, then he could definitely count on that base as he moves forward.
Well, Roy Moore says rampant voter fraud cost him that Senate seat. There's no evidence of it, but Pat Duggins, who knows a thing or two, says look toward the governor's race in 2018 in Alabama. You're likely to see Roy Moore pop up there as well. Pat Duggins, thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.